Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age. The Internet and the Hurricanes. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new study finds the net is rapidly changing the way Americans donate to charities and get their news. The Pew Internet and American Life Project says Hurricanes Katrina and Rita demonstrate the changing landscape. Pew researcher John Horrigan says charities received online donations from roughly 13 million Americans in the hurricane's aftermath. So why are more Americans making charitable donations online?
I think it has to do with two factors. One is the growth of high-speed internet connections at home. People are just getting more accustomed to turning to their computer to carry out a transaction than they were just a few years ago. And secondly, this was just a huge domestic tragedy and news story, so that people were motivated on that basis to make donations.
How did Hurricanes Katrina and Rita change online news reading patterns? So where did people go for news?
People had two main sources of online news post-Katrina. One were the mainstream media sites, whether it was CNN or USA Today or any other mainstream type of news site. People also, though, filled out their news consumption by going to blogs, by going to international news sites, and really using those alternative news sources in almost a tactical way to fill out what they were getting from the mainstream media, which had a huge presence over the Katrina story.
What do you mean by a tactical way?
Well, if people were, wanted some general update as to what was going on with Katrina, they might turn to an established news site such as a CNN. If they had particular concerns about people or neighborhoods in New Orleans or other states, they might go to, say, the New Orleans Times-Picayune for information. If there was a link at another site to a blog that had gathered lots of information about a particular neighborhood or region, they might then jump over there. So they were, as I said, in a very tactical way, routing their news gathering habits through not only the mainstream media sites, but jumping off to other portals, which would take them to still other places to find their news and information.
Quite a few people went to international news sites for information about hurricanes happening in their own country. Why did they do that?
Well, for the 14% of online news consumers regarding Katrina who went to international news sites, I think it was the gravity of the news story and the worldwide scrutiny of the United States as it tried to respond to the tragedies that sent people to overseas news sites in order to get information, not only factual information, but sort of analysis and perspectives on how the United States was handling the tragedy.
Of all the data that you gathered here, what's the one thing that sort of struck you, you know, when you saw it, you went, huh, look at that?
The surprises in this data came from very small slices of the data. We had 5% of Internet users saying that they use the Internet to create their own relief efforts. We had 4% of Internet users who posted their own material pertaining to the crises on the Internet. So you had really millions of Americans using the Internet to take charge of their own responses to the Katrina and Rita hurricanes. And that, to me, was very striking, how people were quickly very resourceful in using the Internet to respond to the crisis.
John Horrigan is a researcher with the Pew Internet and American Life Project. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.